You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards-Tiekert. A new study out of UC Berkeley has started tracking the impacts of Donald Trump on mental health. Researchers tracking the health of U.S.-born immigrant kids in the Salinas area found that their anxiety symptoms are rising in tandem with their worries about immigration policy. And they were able to compare before and after the 2016 presidential election. We're joined now by one of the people who worked on that study. Brenda Eskenazi is director of UC Berkeley's Center for Environmental Research and Children's Health. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So I gather from going through your CV that you mostly study chemicals, that you've been working with this cohort of farm worker kids because of concerns about exposures to pesticides and things like that. How did you move from that to the psychological impacts of immigration policy?
Well, by training, I am a psychologist. I'm a neuropsychologist, so I've always been interested in the interface of biology and psychiatric health. And we were already studying this cohort for many years, many of the children since they were in utero. We suspected, having spent time in the community and from anecdotal evidence, that the anti-immigration rhetoric might be impacting the health of our children in our study. So we were about to start the next wave of our study in November 2016 by chance, and decided to include questions about immigration policy in the study at the last minute. We had a baseline in their children's mental health prior to the 2016 election in the last administration when they were 14 years of age. So we're able to look at the change in anxiety levels and depression from age 14 to age 16 or prior to the 2016 election and after the 2016 election.
All the children in the cohort you're studying, they're born in the U.S., so that should mean they personally have no cause to fear deportation, but they could fear their family being separated as a result of immigration enforcement.
Exactly. All of our children are U.S.-born citizens. We don't know the immigration legal status or documented status of the parents. We know that we selected for this particular analysis children who had at least one immigrant parent, but we don't know the documentation status of that parent.
So why don't you walk us through what you found in terms of the changes in this group of kids before and after Donald Trump?
Well, first we found that about 40% of these children reported that they worried at least sometimes about the impact of immigration policies on their family and about family separation due to deportation or that family members would be reported to immigration officials. We found that youth with those concerns experienced higher anxiety levels and poorer sleep quality than the others. In addition, we also interviewed the children about anxiety when they were 14 years of age, during the last administration, and we found that youth who expressed more concern about the immigration policy and its impact on their family showed a greater increase in anxiety symptoms after the 2016 election, and in some cases reaching clinical significance than those youth that expressed lower concern about their families.
How significant a change is it among the children with that correlation?
It is a statistically significant and potentially clinically significant change.
So when you talk about anxiety, what exactly are you measuring?
We are looking at the children's self-report of different symptoms of anxiety on a scale that is well-regarded and well-used in research. It is not a scale that is used by clinicians to determine if a child is needs treatment, but it is a well-regarded scale for research purposes.
So, like, from a health outcomes point of view, if you see increasing anxiety along the lines you've identified in a population of people, what other effects do you worry about?
Well, I'm worried about the ability to focus in school. I'm worried about risk-taking behaviors or self-medication with drugs. I'm worried about their long-term health, cardiovascular and other endpoints. We have to follow these children to see what the implications are for these specific children, but I'm worried in general that there are long-term implications on their mental and physical health.
I'm kind of curious. It's obvious, although you're not spelling any of them out, that there are political implications to this research. You fund the research with federal grants, and the political implications are not great for the federal government. Do you worry about your funding doing stuff like this?
I worry about my funding for many other reasons, but I am reporting the results of our study.
Yeah.
And I think that as a maternal and child health professor, my first obligation is to protect the health of children. And my concern, based on the results of my study, is that the health of children are being affected, and these are U.S. citizens. I know that the immigration policies are targeting DACA, Dreamers, undocumented immigrants, but what this study shows is that it's affecting children beyond those children. It's affecting children that are U.S. citizens, that they fear that they're going to be separated from their parents or their friends, their loved ones. And that gives me great concern. But it's not only my concern. It's the concern of the American Academy of Pediatrics, who made a statement on protecting children. In that case, was immigrant children. But I think now we would see that it's not just the immigrant children, but it's children of immigrants.
A lot of the health implications you mentioned, difficulty focusing, increasing risk-taking behavior, potential for developing substance problems, those things you described resulting from anxiety, a lot of them land on educators to manage. And we happen to be broadcasting at a time when a lot of educators are on their way to work. I'm curious if there's any useful insight for teachers who are seeing more and more of this in their classroom.
I think that the implications of this study are to make people aware of the fact that children may be suffering in silence, that it may be coming out in other ways, and that not only educators but healthcare providers need to be aware and sensitive to these issues, especially of children of immigrant parents. And we as a society need to provide social services to these youth and their families that do not put them in further jeopardy. These services should include bilingual mental health services that are directed not just to the children, but to the family, because it's not just the child that's being targeted, it's the whole family unit. And it's important that we also provide legal services to these families as well. Again, not putting them in further jeopardy.
All right. Brenda Eskenazi, thank you so much for coming in.
Welcome.
Brenda Eskenazi is the director of UC Berkeley's Center for Environmental Research and Children's Health. She runs a program that is taking a longitudinal study of a cohort of U.S. citizen immigrant kids in the Salinas area. Just published a study about their increasing anxiety correlated to immigration fears in the wake of the election of Donald Trump. It's entitled Association of Perceived Immigration Policy Vulnerability with Mental and Physical Health Among U.S.-Born Latino Adolescents in California.